Hello children, welcome to Adventures of Nutcut Nandu and Chunmun Meena podcast. It is a collection of stories about two little siblings, Nutcut Nandu and Chunmun Meena, growing up in the serene countryside. In this episode, let's find out how they rescue an innocent life. So, shall we start?
Yes!
Nutcut Nandu and Chunmun Meena were walking back home from school. They had to walk by the side of the road as it was being paved. The kids were amazed by the massive road rollers and trucks chugging and pouring out a mixture of tar and gravel. They were so engrossed that they almost missed seeing a little dog crying out in pain by the side of the road. The kids wanted to help, but didn't know what to do. They were looking out for adults nearby to call out for some help. The kids even approached some of the workers laying out the road. The adults were either in a hurry or didn't have time to help. Just then, Chunmun Meena remembered the brochures and stickers distributed in school during the health and safety day. She dug it out of her bag and found emergency contact numbers on it. Now they had to find a phone. Nutcut Nandu asked Chunmun Meena to stay by the pup while he walked up to the highway that passed by the village to find an emergency phone. Nandu was a bit nervous but summoned enough courage and called the emergency number on his sticker. He asked if an ambulance could be sent over to help an injured dog in a soft voice. The officer on the other end laughed and said there was no ambulance he could spare and ended the call abruptly. Wondering why no one wanted to help, Nandu quickly returned to where they found the dog. They carefully picked the injured dog and put it in a basket in which they used to carry lunch boxes. They took the tiny pup home, hoping the parents might know what to do. Back home, on seeing blood on the kids' clothes, their mother panicked and rushed to see what happened. She sighed with relief on finding that the children were not hurt. But she was about to admonish them, but calmed down when Chunmun Meena asked, "What would you do if one of us was hurt?" Moved by the children's concern for the helpless dog and their innocence, Chunmun Meena's mother decided to help. She first cleaned up the two kids and then tended to the little pup. The dog was too tired to move or make noise while being cleaned up. After a quick wash, they put down a bowl and filled it with milk. The little pup was drowsy and it was unable to drink it up. Nutcut Nandu promptly said,
"I got a good idea."
He picked up an old feeding bottle that Chunmun Meena used long ago from the attic. He filled it up with milk after a quick wash and tried to feed the dog. The kids were relieved when the little pup slowly regained its energy and was wagging its tail. After feeding the dog, they took it to the village clinic and asked the nurse if she could help out in any way. She could not say no after looking at Chunmun Meena's glistening eyes. She gave them a bottle of paracetamol that is generally administered to children when sick and wrapped the wound on the dog's leg with some bandage. She asked the parents to take the pup to the vet in the town if it did not improve in a couple of days. Over the next few days, the kids constantly attended to the little dog and regularly fed her some fresh milk and medicine. The pup slowly gained strength under the kids' care and managed to limp around by itself. Once the pup got better, Nutcut Nandu and Chunmun Meena took the little dog to the play area. Some of the kids asked what its name was.
star, star,
suggested Nutcut Nandu as they found it by the road where trucks were pouring in large amounts of tar and paving the road.
Tar, 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 tar,
shouted Chunmun Meena, and Pup seemed to respond to it and run towards her. Nutcut Nandu, Chunmun Meena, and Tar Tar played until the sunset that evening. Since then, Tar Tar became a member of the family.
The end.
We hope you like this story. Subscribe to the Adventures of Nutcut Nandu and Chunmun Meena podcast to listen to the latest escapades. If you want to read them out for your children, you can find this story and many others on our Medium page. The link to it is in the episode description. Thanks everyone. We'll catch up in the next episode.